Chapter 17, The Role of Education in Countering the Corrupt. Martin Kreutner headed up the International Anti-Corruption Academy in 2016 when he delivered a keynote address at the CAS Accountability Now conference held in Johannesburg. His take-home message, which he had also promoted at the UN SDG Summit held in New York on the 25th of September 2015, neatly summarizes the thrust of his presentation. He said, "Corruption is the antithesis vis-à-vis human rights, the venom vis-à-vis the rule of law, the poison for prosperity and development, the reverse of equity and equality. Investing in anti-corruption education and empowerment is therefore the smart way towards sustainable development, safeguarding human rights, and strengthening the rule of law. It is through educational efforts that the prevention of corruption is best achieved. Those whose task it is to combat the corrupt need to be equipped to deal with devious and highly motivated criminals intent upon enjoying their loot with impunity. The covering of tracks by the corrupt is legendary. Criminal dockets disappear, witnesses lose their memory, change their stories, or also disappear without a trace. Prosecutors and even judges are paid off, and the culture of impunity continues. The system is severely tested by the shenanigans that the corrupt deploy to avoid the consequences of their activities. Skilled investigation and prosecution services by highly qualified specialists are needed if the flow of loot is to be reduced. The training and education of those involved in the investigation of corruption and kleptocracy is accordingly at the forefront of the war on corruption. This can be seen from the commitment of the UN to Sustainable Development Goal number 16, which envisages strong institutions of governance to make the realization of all of the SDGs a possibility that is attainable by 2030 or sooner. It is, however, possible that the ravages of the current pandemic worldwide will compel the UN to postpone the delivery date of 2030 due to the changed circumstances in the world after the pandemic. The need for capacity building in the anti-corruption field is at a premium, due in part to the fact that each nation that has subscribed to the United Nations Convention Against Corruption is dependent on its own efforts to deal with the corrupt. There are no functioning regional or international anti-corruption bodies that can be asked to assist directly. The machinery of each state has to be relied upon to deal with the corruption caseload in that state. The UN General Assembly recognizes this conundrum. It remarks at a meeting held on the 29th of June 2015 that it recognizes that the negative impact of corruption on human rights and sustainable development can be combated through anti-corruption education, and notes the capacity building activities and specialized curricula developed by relevant institutions such as the UN Office on Drugs and Crime and the International Anti-Corruption Academy. This form of recognition was given in the context of a discussion on the need to promote and protect all human rights, civil, political, economic, social, and cultural, including the right to development. The negative impact of corruption on the enjoyment of human rights was regarded by the General Assembly in the following terms. Preventive measures are one of the most effective means of countering corruption and of avoiding its negative impact on the enjoyment of human rights. The UN calls for strengthening of prevention measures at all levels and underlines that one key aspect of preventive measures is to address the needs of groups in vulnerable situations who may be the first victims of corruption. Former United States Secretary of State John Kerry pointed out in August 2016 that corruption is a root cause of violent extremism. Violent extremist groups use humiliation, marginalization, inequality, and poverty caused by corruption as recruitment tools. The fight against corruption has to be a global security priority of the first order. The first two elements of the STIRS criteria laid down by the Constitutional Court in South Africa are specialization and training. The creation of a corps of specialists who are well trained in countering the wiles of the corrupt is the core business of those who educate the teams that operate against the corrupt. On the preventive side, the ability to alert a community in the grip of corruption is vital. The knowledge that the cause of the misery of the marginalized is the diversion of public funds intended for their upliftment is central to garnering community buy-in to prevent corruption. The idea that corruption is a way of life is best dispelled by persuading communities that it does not have to be so. Knowledge of their rights and capacity to claim them has to be imparted through public education at all levels, from bumper sticker to incorporation in school and university curricula. A handbook of the kind available for free download from the homepage of the website of Accountability Now is a good start. Knowing one's human and constitutional rights, as well as where and how to assert them, should be part of the civic education in all schools in all countries. If the general run of any given population has no inkling of the power of the rule of law to protect it against the ravages of corruption, there is little prospect of ending the endemic culture of impunity which the corrupt enjoy. On the investigation of corruption, the skills of a detective are needed to follow up clues and documentary evidence, as well as reports from whistleblowers and other witnesses. Properly trained police personnel can be recruited into anti-corruption work. The FBI in the USA and the Serious Fraud Office at Scotland Yard in London are the premier organizations involved in the actual investigation of corruption. They allow trainees from developing countries to attend training courses tailor-made to their needs. The imparting of expertise in this way can serve to sharpen the effectiveness of anti-corruption efforts. In South Africa, the Scorpions recruits were sent to both institutions for training and became so good at their work that a corrupt new political leadership had to close down the Scorpions unit for fear of conviction after a proper investigation of their corrupt activities. Forensic accountants are often needed in corruption cases to wade through the masses of accounting documents to extract the crooked transactions buried in the paperwork. The efforts of forensic accountants have been facilitated in recent years by the development of artificial intelligence that is able to extract the diamonds from the dust in a fraction of the time it takes a human to search for those diamonds manually. On the prosecution side of anti-corruption work, the training of a specialist corruption or commercial cases prosecutor is both theoretical and practical. Advanced courses and years of actual court work can, in a worthy candidate, so sharpen the skills of prosecutors as to render them capable of contesting cases against the highly paid and very experienced trial lawyers that the corrupt are usually able to afford to conduct their defense in criminal cases brought against them. The onus of proof is on the prosecutors. They have to prove their cases by adducing evidence that satisfies the court beyond a reasonable doubt that all of the elements of the charges have been proved. The defense team tests the case and, if required to do so, sets up a contrary version that is intended to show, on a balance of probabilities, that the version of the accused person is reasonably possibly true. A balance of probabilities is far less onerous than adducing proof beyond a reasonable doubt. In some jurisdictions, chiefly those which train judges at tertiary level, it is possible to become a judge who sits in a court that hears corruption cases exclusively. In other countries, high court judges are regarded as sufficiently skilled and experienced to sit in corruption cases and weigh the evidence as they would in any other criminal case of less complex nature. Sometimes specialist courts are called into existence to deal with a particular crisis. The levels of learning required by those who make corruption busting their profession are exacting and ever more challenging, as the corrupt are forever modifying their corrupt activities in ever more innovative ways in order to escape detection, investigation, prosecution, and conviction. The courses offered by the International Anti-Corruption Academy in Vienna are supported by 70 countries around the world. Students from 145 countries have passed through its doors. The International Anti-Corruption Academy offers standardized training and research activities, as well as more specialized and tailor-made programs to fulfill the perceived needs of students. It has interdisciplinary degree programs and is also used as a platform for direct dialogue and networking through its Summer Academy program, conferences, special events, and alumni gatherings. The facilities of IACA are also used as a think tank and for purposes of benchmarking anti-corruption activities of all kinds. A Master's in Anti-Corruption Studies, or MACS, degree is offered by IACA, and students are encouraged to write a thesis on the topic of particular interest to them in their professional work. The MACS curriculum is divided into modules as follows: Concepts and Theories on Corruption, Corruption and Economics, Corruption and Politics, Business and Corruption, Anti-Corruption and the Law, Enforcement, and finally, Prevention. Countries which are serious about taking the fight to the corrupt should consider making it possible for their anti-corruption personnel to attend courses at IACA. The regional summer activities of IACA take its educational expertise into Latin America, East Africa, Asia, and Southeastern Europe.